unlike Patrick Dodd, I'm not very prepared for this speech. So, in fact, how many guys played in the Catholic Social Services golf event yesterday? Besides, just two of us? That turned into a six-hour ordeal. And I had great plans to go home last night and write my speech, write some notes down and everything, but it was way too long, so I went home, took a shower, and went to bed. So you get me as it is. And the other thing, one thing we learned from Coach Aldrich back in the day is that it was never about an individual. It was us. So I'm not going to make this about me. I'm going to make it about us. I'm going to make it about my entourage sitting over here. In fact, I'm not even going to mention that 75 team that won the first state football championship, because Ron Coniglio took care of that 2 years ago. So if you were here 2 years ago, you heard all about that team. So anyway, I'd like to start out with a couple of guys that I met in third grade at Cathedral of the Risen Christ. The first one, of course, everybody has a nickname. And the first guy I'm going to talk about is, his name is Casey Elward. A little known fact about Casey, well, Casey's nickname is the Judge. And I won't get into how we get to the Judge. And a little known fact, obviously, Casey is Tim's brother and Kev's brother. Where's Kev at? Hello, Kev. Now I lost my train of thought. Anyway, a couple things. Casey went out for freshman football and was on our freshman football team, and then got extremely smart and decided to switch over to George and ran cross country and track for Mr. O'Boyle back in the day. So, but a little known fact about Casey, he is absolutely the funniest human being walking this planet, and should have been, if you guys are my age, would know, should have been the next Johnny Carson. So, but anyway, and Casey was a team statistician for us, so went on all the road trips and kept our stats. If you greased him $100, he'd bump up your stats a little bit and everything, so it was pretty good, so it worked out great. Anyway, Casey, thank you for being here. So. All right. The other person now, another Cathedral person, his nickname is Skeeter, or as my youngest son Sammy tagged him about 12 years ago, Big Scotty. So, and it's Scott Krause, it's his name. And there's kind of a buzz phrase in football nowadays where it says, mass kicks ass. Sorry, Monsignor, but I know in the Monsignor world, it's mass does kick ass, but in this case, meaning you had big bodies who could move up front, and I was so fortunate that I had five guys across the front, plus our tight end, Ron, who were serious football players, who were big dudes and could move, and Scott was actually a two-year starter both ways back in 74 and 75. So, little known fact about Scott, him and his wife, Kathy, were very instrumental in the runs of business back in the early 1980s and helped develop that chain into something to what it is today. So, thank you for being here, Scott. And Scott is here with his wife, Beth, today. So, thank you, Beth. Sorry to ruin your week, your afternoon. But anyway, thanks for coming. Now the other guy, this is the guy I really have a bone to pick with, because I thought it was pretty much understood that I didn't want any part of this. You know, again, getting back to it's not about me, it was a team deal, so on and so forth. It was just about 50 years ago. Most of you people weren't even born then, you know, so you don't want to hear these stories. But his name is Robert Navratil. And Robert started at Pius in the ninth grade. So he wasn't a Cathedral kid, but he gravitated to us fairly quick because, first of all, he knew we were the cool guys. And then a little known fact about Robert, he's an outstanding basketball and baseball player. So, and I talk about the kind of pedigree we're talking about here is Robert's daughter, Caitlin, who She came to school here at Nebraska Wesleyan for college. She ended up being the all-time leading scorer at Nebraska Wesleyan University. So that was just outstanding. So that's a case where sass kicks ass and not brass. So thank you, Bob, for coming, and not thank you for the nomination. So, the other partner who's here is Jeff Banghart, good friend of mine. I met probably 25 years ago out at Firethorn Golfing. What we had in common was we both lived in Omaha at the time. We both liked golf, and so kind of the same thing. We developed a friendship pretty quickly, and played a lot of golf and traveled the country and played a lot of golf around the country. So that was a lot of fun. And, I don't know if I should say this or not, but we have another thing in common, is that we're both cancer survivors. So as mass kicks ass, my friend Mr. Krause. So so we got that going for us. But anyway, lastly, you know, I think about this guy every single day, 47 years later, and that was our head coach, Vince Aldrich. You know, it was just an awesome human being and a tremendous mentor to me, and respected him, and he taught me how to be humble and work hard, great character, and so on and so forth. So hopefully by the people I hang around with, that got instilled in me. So I'd also like to thank Coach O'Boyle. Where are you, Coach? Oh, Coach. And where's Coach Elward at? Tim? Tim had awful big shoes to fill when he took over, and he did an unbelievable job. So thank you, Tim. Great job. And Coach O'Boyle, love you guys. Love Pius. All right. Thank you. I'm done. Thank you.